It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine, please? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Did you pretend you were bunnies last night? I like to hop. Sure. I've got some other things for us to do today. Yeah, do you see that big bit of wood that I brought in? That we can put together as a playhouse. Show you how easily that's done. It opens up like that. Some schools have places like this. Things that you play with. Put this wall in. There. And here's another wall. Put it in there. Now we need some furniture for the house. Here's a sink. Let's put the sink right in here. Who's ever at the sink can look out the window. Here's a stove. Let's put the stove over here. Okay. Now, what's the thing that keeps things cold in the kitchen? Refrigerator. Put that there. Table. Now, what will we need around the table for the people to sit on? Okay. One chair. Two chairs. Three chairs. Four chairs. There. Yeah, there's a bed. Let's put the bed over in this bedroom. Chest of drawers, this is called. Do you have a drawer of your own? One that's your very own? Everybody needs at least a drawer of his own. Maybe it could go here. Here's a television set. We can put this over in the living room area. And a couch beside it. Here's some things for the bathroom. Bathtub. And a sink. And a toilet. Here's a big bed for the mom and dad. There. Here's a rocking chair. Maybe you'd like a rocking chair over in that room. Here's another chair and a cradle. Well, we'll put the cradle over there. Now we have furniture. What do we need when we have furniture in a house? People. Sure. Well, this family has a mother, a father, and a little boy. There they are. Let's put them in the kitchen. The father, the mother, and the boy. Now they're sitting at the table, having their dinner or their breakfast or something. And they're talking about something very important. The mummy has a baby growing inside of her. And very soon she's going to go to the hospital and have that baby and then bring it home. And that's going to be a very special day for the whole family. Yeah. So let's pretend that it's just that day now, all right? The father and the son will take the mother out the door and over to the hospital. And the mother will stay in the hospital. And the father and the son will come home and take care of the house. There. Now, in the hospital, after the mother's had the baby and the baby's all ready to come home, the father and the son go to get them. Oh, they've talked on the phone to her. Mm-hmm. And they've asked her how she is. But now she's ready to bring the baby home. Here she is with the baby in her arms. And the whole family comes home in the front door. I guess we better put the baby over in the cradle. Right in there. And the father's sitting there looking at the baby. And the mother's sitting there looking. And the boy says, "Come along, let's play." Well, the baby's not ready to play yet. No, it's too small. It just lies there. And after a bit, it needs some milk from the mummy. And it sleeps and it eats and cries, and that's all. Did you ever have a baby come to your house? When a baby comes to your house, it's a girl or it's a boy. It's a sister or a brother, but it's never just a toy. It can cry and it can holler. It can wet and it can coo. But there's one thing it can never, it can never be like you. You were there before the baby. Now the baby's always there. Now you wait for special moments with your mother in the chair. You're a very special person. You are special to your mom. And your dad begins to say, "You'll always be the older one." It's so good to know that always there's a special place for you. And a special place for baby, right inside the family too. You've a place that no one else has. There is only one like you. Only one in the whole world like you. Mm-hmm. You're the only one like you, and you're the only one like you. Mm-hmm. And so they grow together, and maybe they visit with us sometimes in the neighborhood of make-believe. Why don't we just see if it's time for the trolley now? Oh, trolley, you're here already. How are you? Good. Well, we'd like to go to the neighborhood of make-believe right away and see what the dancing salesman's doing in there today. Would you take us, please? Good. Into the neighborhood of make-believe.
What you've got there?
Oh, just a little hoop I was playing with, and I made it into an O.
Oh, does it go on your head?
It can. You can do all sorts of things with it.
Oh, grand. Wait.
It looks like it's dancing the way you make it go, huh?
Oh, yes.
Do you know that Joey Hollingsworth was here?
Is he here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, I haven't met him yet.
Well, he's the dancing salesman, you know.
Is he in the neighborhood right now?
Yes. Neighborhood of make-believe. Our neighborhood. He's with Corny.
Is he?
Yeah. We saw him yesterday, and he was telling us last night about all the places that he had been.
Where?
Well, all over the world.
All over the world?
Yes. South America, and Hawaii, and Japan, and India, and Africa, and England, and so many places.
Wow.
People love to watch him dance, and I guess that's why they invite him to come.
I'm sure that's why.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet him.
Well, I've had people call me up and say, "Do you really know Joey Hollingsworth?"
And do you tell them you do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Proudly.
Oh, well, I'm hoping Corny will introduce us.
Oh, sure. Make the little hoop dance again.
Same way?
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. Worked better this way.
Yep. That's fun. You can put it around your ear, too.
Thank you. I'll put it on your ear. Oh, what's the matter, Daniel?
Oh, it's just that one new stripe that's so itchy.
Oh, I see it. Let me help, wait.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're growing.
Yeah, I know. So many new stripes. You look like you have stripes.
Yes, would you scratch this stripe right back here, Daniel? Oh. Oh, I couldn't really reach that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now a little down.
That's your sweater, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You're pretending.
I'm pretending. But thank you.
Ugga mugga.
Ugga mugga. Ugga mugga, Daniel.
Yeah. Ugga.
Ugga mugga.
Okay.
Ask me again.
Ugga
mugga.
Good.
I think I'll go over to the factory, Daniel.
Fine. Would you like my hoop or do I like it?
I think it's your size.
Okay.
You take it.
I'll make other things with it. See you later.
Bye, Daniel.
Mugga.
Mugga. I don't know what it is about Daniel Tiger, but every time I see him, I want to say, Ugga, mugga. How do you feel about Daniel? Does he make you feel warm and furry? Me too. Ugga mugga, ugga mugga, ugga mugga, ugga mugga. I like you, ugga mugga. Corny. Corny, it's Lady Aberlin.
Anybody calling my name?
Yes, I was.
How are you, Lady Aberlin?
Oh, just fine, thank you,
Good.
Corny.
Take out the pole. We'll have a little talk.
Grand. Well,
yes?
I really came for a reason.
Oh, well, most people do. Most people come to buy themselves a rocket.
Well, that isn't it today, Corny.
What is your reason, Lady Aberlin?
I hear that your dancing salesman is back.
He is. It was a joy to see him return. He brought a list of orders this long. Can you make your arms go way up this long?
This long?
Oh, even longer than that.
Longer than that?
Yes.
Oh, I just can't stretch anymore. Maybe with the post. This long.
Very good. Very long list of orders from all over the world.
Well, Corny, you know something.
What?
I've never met Joey Hollingsworth.
Oh, well, you need to someday.
Oh, do you think I could meet him today?
This very minute, you mean?
Well, yes.
Well, you see, he's very busy processing all those orders. We've been checking them one by one.
Oh, I see.
But I think maybe one minute
Oh, Corny, just 1 minute? That's grand.
Hold up your stick, and that's how many minutes he can be here.
1 minute.
Right. All right, I'll go get him. Just a minute.
Grand. One.
Down to get Joey.
Minute.
Here he comes. Lady Aberlin, this is Joey Hollingsworth.
How do you do?
Joey, this is Lady Aberlin, and she is King Friday's niece.
Oh, I see.
Yes,
she comes to the neighborhood of make-believe a lot of times. I told her you could meet her for 1 minute.
I understand you're very busy at the factory.
Yes, we're very busy.
Yes, we're processing all the orders from around the world.
Well, I've just heard that you're a marvelous dancer.
Well, he is. Maybe you'd like to give her 1 minute of dance, would you, Joey?
1 minute of dance?
Yes.
Well, all right.
Good.
Oh, thanks.
It's for you, Lady Aberlin.
Thank you.
Can't you see why we have so many orders?
Oh, yes, he's just better than I thought anyone could be.
Well, he is. He's just as good as Joey Hollingsworth ever is. Well, we've got to get back to work. I'm awful sorry there, Lady Aberlin.
I understand, Courtney. I just want to ask Mr. Hollingsworth one question.
Yes?
One question.
One, yes?
Have you seen Uncle Friday yet?
Oh, no, I haven't, because we've been so busy working here.
Oh, well, I'd like to arrange something at the castle, if I may.
Well, that'd be nice.
I know you would please the king.
You bet he would. He's pleased kings and queens all over the world.
Oh, grand.
Yeah, well, we've got to get back to our business now.
I understand. Well, thank you for dancing, Mr. Hollingsworth.
My pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you for taking time to introduce us, Corny.
You bet. Into the boiler room we go.
Okay, put the post back.
Back with the post.
Thank you. Hello, Miss Blifficate? Oh, yes, I'm feeling bouncy today. Well, I'd like to make an appointment to see Uncle Friday. Well, how is he feeling today? Not too good. Well, why do you say that? He's feeling too kingly today. Well, I think I have something that may cheer him up. All right, fine.
Lady Aberlin, I presume?
Yes, Uncle Friday, correct as usual.
Lady Aberlin, I always know when you're coming because they tell me your name.
Oh, do they, Uncle Friday?
Exactly.
Well, you're looking just grand today. How are you feeling?
Poor.
Well, in that case, Uncle Friday, I would like to make a suggestion.
Yes?
I would like to suggest that you plan a dance recital with marvelous dancer Joey Hollingsworth.
A dance recital?
Yes.
That's nothing to cheer me. I need other things to cheer me, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, well, Uncle Friday, I'm sure you would just feel better the minute you saw him. I've just met him.
Yes, and he dances well, you say?
Oh, very well, Uncle.
Yes, well, perhaps some year we will have a dance recital by him.
Mm-hmm. Some year.
Mm-hmm. Some year.
I gather you don't like my Lady suggestion.
Evelyn. Lady Evelyn.
Yes, Edgar.
I need to tell you something.
Really?
Exactly. What is this going on between you and Edgar? That'll do, Edgar.
Oh.
That'll do.
I'll tell him, Edgar.
Yes, that'll do. What's all this? My castle staff. In and out, around and about. Too much, too much.
Uncle Friday?
Yes, Lady Aberdeen.
Since you don't feel in the mood for a recital today, I have another suggestion.
Oh, yes, well, tell it to me.
I respectfully suggest...
Yes?
...that you come down here.
You mean down where you are?
Yes.
No, that's highly improper. When I feel like this, I have to stay up high.
Uncle Friday?
Yes?
I understand that it's highly irregular, but perhaps just this once.
This once? No.
Edgar's just told me something delightful.
Oh, he has? Well, tell it to me then. Thank you.
Well, it's rather difficult for me to whisper when you're so high.
I see.
So perhaps just this once you could make an exception, you know.
An exception once is an exception once. Now, why did you want me to descend?
Oh, thank you for descending, Uncle Friday. I'll tell it to you now.
Yes, what is it?
You have a very special visitor.
Without an appointment?
Oh, yes.
Can't see anyone without an appointment. Not anyone.
Oh, where is he? I'm so anxious to see him.
Sarah Saturday, I presume.
That's right, King Friday.
You've come back for a visit?
Well, I heard that the wonderful dancer, Joey Hollingsworth, was here, and I just had to see him dance.
You came to see Joey Hollingsworth?
Yes, sir. I've always felt that he's just about the wonderfulest dancer there is.
I see. Well, does Joey Hollingsworth have beautiful eyes?
I don't know, King Friday. I've never seen him up close.
Isn't that the dancer you suggested for my pleasure, Lady Aberlin?
Yes, it is, Uncle Friday.
Well, I suggest that you engage him so we can all see what he's like together.
Oh, that would be wonderful, King Friday. I'm so grateful to you.
I'm a very powerful king.
Oh, I know that.
I'm known throughout the civilized world.
Oh, I know that, King Friday.
I am a fine, upstanding monarch.
Yes, I'm sure of that.
We'll plan the dance program for Friday. You do that, Lady Aberlin.
Yes, Uncle Friday, but I want to ask Mr. Hollingsworth first.
You may order him to come.
Could I go with you as you ask him?
Oh, I'd love it.
That won't be necessary, Sarah Saturday. We have a great deal to discuss here, you and I.
We do, King Friday.
Yes, we do, such as people's eyes and cup custards, root beer, all sorts of things. Now, Lady Evelyn, you just carry on and arrange everything. Sarah Saturday will stay with me. I'll have Edgar arrange the blue room for her.
The blue room? Oh, that's my favorite color.
Yes, so I heard. Now, off we go.
But I did want to meet Joey Hollingsworth.
Oh, couldn't Sarah Saturday just come with me for 1 minute?
Plenty of time for that. We'll see him on Friday. Now, come along, Sarah Saturday.
Farewell then. See you there.
See you there.
Come along, yes. Important conversation.
I wonder why Uncle Friday didn't want Sarah Saturday to come with me. Oh, hi, Troy. Guess what? Sarah Saturday has come back for a visit. Yes, it is good, isn't it? I'm going over to the factory now and see Joey Hollingsworth.
I
I guess King Friday just doesn't want to share Sarah Saturday with anyone right now. He was so glad to see her, wasn't he? Yeah. But they will have a dance recital on Friday. The king is planning that. There was a time, you know, when you couldn't share your mother with anyone. No. But you're growing. You're growing. You're growing. You're growing in and out. You're growing. You're growing. You're growing all about. You are. Your hands, your legs, your insides, all growing. And these, yeah, well, they're just toys. But a real brother and sister would grow up, and after a while, he'd be able to play with her, do all sorts of things together. And their mom and dad would be together at home, too. The family. There's the family. Mighty special families. Yes, sir. Well, we better put our things back. It's almost time for our visit to be over today. Put the couch back. The table. The chairs. You put your toys away when you finish playing. You're the ones who played with them. You're the one to put them back. Many things you can play. Playing's the way to grow. That's right. You are special. We'll be together again tomorrow. You know that. Sure. See you then. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow. To you. See you then.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.